This is the Robert.
What's his name?
And Randall.
His right hand man.
Podcast.
It's the pod.
Live for your 9 to 5.
For your listening pleasure.
Heyo.
Oh, yeah.
How you feeling?
Good.
Ladies and gentlemen, Robert and Randy back in the building. Holiday break.
You can tell by that there's a lot of different breaths that people take that express verbal language.
Like sentiments.
Like when you go, then it's just kind of like,
okay,
I'm buckling down for this.
Oh, you like you're gearing up for something serious.
Yeah, yeah, or like.
What's the other one? What about that?
Yeah.
That's like, yeah, right.
Yeah, you please.
Right?
Get out
or,
of here. Yeah, just
like that's like, exasperated.
Oh, so close.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. And how about this one?
Ah.
Or like, just I've had enough.
Yeah.
I'm almost at breaking point. Would like, whistle count as a breath?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
That's breath, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, many whistles.
Yeah. There's a lot of whistles.
Hey. Hey, yo. That's the after hours breath.
Oh, checking them levels.
Yeah, feeling. I think you need to come up a little bit. I'm feeling pretty good. Maybe up a tad. Come up just a tad. Getting the volume right. Talking about nice levels.
Oh,
sitting down
man.
In leather chairs.
Back from the
our sabbatical.
Our sabbatical. It was another 2 weeks, and we missed the other week. Because again, I was in Lake Powell.
Yeah, Tyler's a man of the world.
The last time we missed a week is because I was in Lake Powell. Ironically enough,
you're 0-2.
Yeah, why does my in-laws like going to Lake Powell on Thursdays? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can appreciate stretching out the weekend though, so it's hard to get upset.
Hey, it will be a very cold day in the under realms when I complain about going to Lake Powell for a long weekend.
For sure. That was a weird way to say that, but I agree.
Yeah. Trying to stay away from the HE double hockey sticks.
Watch out.
Oh, man.
Anything happen fun for your 4th of July?
Just in Lake Powell, dude. I can't really ever get enough of Lake Powell. I'm trying to think if anything like spectacular happened.
Nothing raises my stoke quite like a good bronze.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Are you a boating fan?
I like sitting on the boat.
You're not like a wake surfer?
I like wake surfing.
That's still, I love that stuff.
I don't like wakeboarding because I value my knees.
Yeah, wakeboarding is a little bit
like
tougher on the body.
My spine.
Yes.
The I just only... know Bridger just decides that after not wakeboarding for like 18 months at a time that he can still backflip the wake.
Yeah.
And then he lands and like blows out his knee for the fifth time and wonders like how we got hurt. It's just so confusing.
That was that wakeboarding is the only time. Well, maybe
have you ever caught like the
life,
toe of your wakeboard in the wake and whipped forward?
That's what I was gonna say. That's the only time in the last probably decade that I've got a concussion.
Yes.
Was wakeboarding and
slapping
I tried
your face
to,
on the water.
Tried to jump the wake, landed just short of it and caught my front edge and just like if you fall on your back edge, it's not bad.
No.
It's just like
Aquaman just Spartan kicks you right in the chest.
Exactly.
Reaches up out of the depths and just pulls you chin and mouth first. Boom. Wave to the lips.
Just what weapon does Aquaman use?
He uses a trident, I believe, right?
Does he?
Yeah, it's kind of like Little Mermaid's
he just,
dad.
Ken Griffey Jr.'s his trident right in your face.
Just all of a sudden you hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but Lake Powell has also given me one of my like, I mean, it's going to sound weird that this is like a fond memory, but it was way funny.
One of your best sunburns?
Fun. No, like probably 3-4 years ago now.
Okay.
I was in Lake Powell with a bunch of friends and on a houseboat. And this is very dumb and I wouldn't recommend that anybody does it for multiple reasons. But we took the boat out to go wakeboarding at night.
Ooh.
And like pitch black. And Lake Powell, obviously, there's no light.
And there's some jetties. Like there's rocks and sandbars and things you gotta watch
very
out for.
Stupid. So we went out to like this little bay that we knew earlier in the day was pretty safe, but we took the boat out there. It's dark. We
just
had like
gonna
a flashlight.
Send it.
And we attempted nakeboarding, which was actually hilarious and way funny.
Also known as wood boarding.
Is that what it
I just made that up.
Oh, it's like why?
Wait. What do you call nakeboarding? Wakeboarding naked?
Yeah.
I was wood boarding, like nude wakeboarding, wood boarding.
I guess nakeboarding sounds more
on brand.
Appropriate. Yeah.
I was just trying to put a spin on it. You know?
Yeah. I get it. But it was very freeing, but also very uncomfortable.
You slapped the plums on the agua.
Yeah, those are some plums that don't need any more water. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so good old Lake Powell. This year was way fun as
risky.
Always. But yeah, it was definitely risky. You don't want to fall, so you don't try anything
catch
big.
That lip. Yeah, you're just cruising.
Yeah, you're talking about catching a front end. You don't want to catch that front end.
Yeah, you don't want to catch that front end and then catch your front end.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some rigs were never meant to hit the water. You know what I'm saying?
Plus, they've got catfish and, you know.
Yeah, you don't want things biting up. Getting after you.
Yeah, man. How's your fourth?
It was good, man. I ended up in Montpelier, Idaho.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, which is surprisingly, the raves were crazy. No, no, very, very small town. I think we passed through Paris on the way there, which has a population of 200.
Took the roundabout way. Oh, Paris, Idaho.
Paris, Idaho.
Just kidding.
Yeah, we didn't go to France. We have a pilot mutual friend who's in France right now.
Really?
Our friend Mason. Yeah, shout out Mason.
Paris, France or Idaho, France?
No,
or
he's
Idaho,
in
Paris.
Paris. Like the France version.
Are we talking France, Paris, Idaho, Paris, France,
Idaho. Or the Idaho or the French one.
Swiss.
Do they eat more bread or less bread? Yeah, he's in France, but I was just in Idaho. We go to Bear Lake. My family has property up there.
That's
so me
right.
and Ash spent time up there for the 4th. We went to a fireworks show in Montpelier for the 4th.
Always fun.
It was hilarious. Yeah, one of the, like, they had audio out of the back of a pickup truck, but one of the channels, like, was out.
Yeah.
So it was like they were playing songs, and it was a really eclectic mix of songs, like Kesha, Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
Queen, Lil Nas X. They played Old Town Road.
How could you not?
Yeah. But it was like, it was funny because it was like, down, bow, bow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the beginning. And then where he would come in and be like, I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road.
Yeah.
It like just comes in. And it's like this faint, like, town road, can't no more.
Yeah.
Like, it's like. The channel only had like the backgrounds,
I've
and then all of a sudden it comes in with the chorus. Can nobody tell me nothing? It was like all the. It was the same way with Queen.
I feel like
the audio is really weird.
I feel like
getting at.
Old Town Road is very, I haven't been there, but I'm sure it's very popular in places like Idaho and Wyoming, where it's
dog,
like
where you cowboy up and just get her done.
Yeah, like the especially the kids that like. Are into hip hop, but also country, which is always a very
everywhere,
hilarious bridge to gap.
Any kid who's 17 who wears cowboy boots likes to party. That's a fact. I think it's just like in your blood. You work really hard.
Yeah.
And you work out and like, shout out to those kids, dude. They're tough as nails.
Oh, yeah.
Growing up, the last kid you wanted to fight was a kid who worked on a farm.
Sometimes they're kind of wusses, dude.
You're like the little effeminate cowboy.
Yeah.
Listen here, giddy up.
Giddy up.
No,
but yeah, no, most of them
probably you wouldn't
want to
fight
tough.
That kid though, because it'd just be mean.
Yeah, I feel like the ones that maybe can't verbally assault you as much could definitely physically assault you.
Which, yeah, no, definitely. You don't want to catch shade on Twitter from some soft cowboy.
Everyone knows that teenage cowboys are relentless on Twitter.
That's a stereotype. That I just created. Shout out to all our sensitive cowboys out there.
Mason Ramsey, where you at?
What's it? She loves me for my twang. You heard that song?
Is that Mason Ramsey?
Yeah. Reminds her of a little hank.
No.
Yeah.
Well, he was
Mason
the kid
Ramsey
that got,
can do no wrong.
He got popular out of that Walmart video, didn't he?
Yeah, he was singing Hank Williams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Don't know who that is, but...
Hank Williams was very famous, like
probably some
old country
old
west
man.
Yeah, now I think Hank might have passed.
I was
actually
kidding. He's probably got a lot of like
Hank was like George Strait before George Strait.
Ah, okay.
And you know how they used to sing, like, it'd be like, I'm down at the old store.
Oh, yeah.
Don't love me no more. It's like the twangy, weird thing. They'd like yodel tones with their voice.
Yeah.
And she calls me daddy. Like, I don't know, but you get what I'm saying. And
in that song, like, he's like, dog. It sounded like a cartoon dog.
Yeah, my last attempt was rough. But you get what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Hank was like the first one to do that. Like, not the first, but the one who popularized it.
Yeah.
And Mason, Little Mason Ramsey.
Little Mason.
Is the one who's continued that trend.
Yeah.
Shout out Mason. He's a champ.
He's a good dude.
I love how he's like 11 and he's just, all of his songs are just about love.
It's kind of like early onset Bieber. Who was
totally,
like,
but like the country western Wrangler wearing version.
I want you to be
version.
My boo, and he's like 9.
It's like baby, oh.
Little did you know he was talking about actual babies in his class.
Sinister.
Yeah, it's really dark. Yeah. If you read the lyrics, it's like really dark.
Justin Bieber has been troubled his entire career. so that was my 4th of July. A Lil Nas X country western 200 person fireworks show.
I like it.
Yeah, it was awesome. Like, you could see the firework, like the firefighters out in the baseball diamond, like lighting the fireworks by hand.
Really?
Yeah, and then like running away.
So I was on the Lake Powell golf course on the 4th,
how's
the night
show?
Of that, for their fireworks show.
Yeah.
And
they put on a little experience.
Yeah, I mean, there was about maybe like 6 Navajo families there and us, and that was about it. But it was good. I mean,
I heard the Navajo love fireworks.
Do they?
I don't know.
But and at the end, one of the little embers got away from them and landed in like a dry brush area of the golf course.
Lit
and
on fire?
Lit that thing on fire, dude.
That's awesome.
It was like, it started out as like a little brush fire.
It spread?
It spread.
How'd they get
like,
it under control?
Like big time. Like it spread fast because it was hot there.
Oh, it always is.
And
high desert, baby.
Yeah. And they had like fire trucks rushing the
crews
scene
on
and
the
stuff
scene.
And people coming over that were like throwing dirt on it.
I wonder if
they got
the
trucks there.
That compromised the fairway. Hopefully they didn't have to drive over any greens.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? Well, I was just like, why didn't they just turn on the sprinklers on the golf course? But they didn't do that.
Yeah, Clark, who works the clubhouse, didn't think that quick.
Yeah.
He just called 911.
He's like, I already watered today. I can't. I can't
do it. It's against code. this is a desert. We don't have a lot of water. They get after you for things like that.
Clark, there's a lake.
You're like, Clark,
use the sprinklers.
The course is on fire, Clark. Turn it on.
Yeah, but it
I don't want to get fined.
It was crazy, man.
I don't want to get a ticket.
And there will be, my hero of the week at the end will coincide with this, but we'll get into that later.
There we go.
What do we got for questions?
We got a few. We got a few. Puberty is gonna be cool when that
sound like
happens.
Bob Dylan.
This is from Cub White.
We got a few.
And his wife Lindsay.
Okay.
Cue for the pod. What's your meat of choice at R&R? Hashtag ad.
Oh. They're getting it.
There we go.
I honestly had their buffalo wings the last time I was there. Fan-freaking-tastic.
That's your fave?
Maybe, honestly. Their buffalo wings were like one of a kind. Like, I love buffalo wings, but those buffalo wings were killer.
Heck yeah. I'll have to give those a shot.
Yeah, I liked them a lot.
Nice. Lynn's white on her own of
Wait,
her own
what was
accord.
Yours?
Oh, what's mine? Duh. I'm probably gonna go I mean, I've never had their wings. I love wings though, you know that.
Yeah.
So I'll have to give those a run. But I mean, I'm just gonna go brisket.
Their brisket's good.
Yeah.
Their pulled pork's good.
I just think I don't know what it is, but like the last year or so. Pork just grosses me out more and more.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. I can still eat a pulled pork sandwich. And
for
I'm
sure.
not like sentimental. They're pigs. Like, I don't care that they died.
I've never been a pork chop kind of guy.
Yeah, before. I just think pork, like, it can just be very fatty and greasy if it's not done really well.
Yeah.
But R&R normally does a great job.
Yeah.
Which is why they should sponsor the podcast.
Absolutely.
R&R, please. If you're out there. Okay. I'm going to take it to a serious tip. R&R. Can't do it. So Alec_Hansen, ladies, 2 underscores in there. Give his Instagram a follow if you're looking for a capable, sensually sophisticated young man.
If you're in the Midwest and you are just bored out of your mind,
yes,
maybe DM this kid, you know?
Give him a DM and let him know that you're interested.
But if you've got better things to do, maybe just invite him.
Yeah, maybe just, yeah. Yeah, if you're busy, just go ahead and give him a follow and just invite him to the function, and maybe he'll show up.
Yeah.
If it's within the tri-state area.
This is going to be a pain, but I got to turn off this desk fan because I could hear it in the last episode.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just so hot in here. So I'm like, hot. Do you have to turn it off? I'd rather hear it.
I wasn't feeling it anyways.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. Me neither.
It's just on you.
Alec_Hansen, one more time, plug, says, why so many Asians in Yellowstone National Park?
That's a great question. I was there a couple weeks ago.
You went to Yellowstone?
Yeah. Well, we and Cal were in the Grand Tetons, which is like
really close
before it. So we...
Did you go to Jackson Hole?
Yeah. We stayed in Jackson.
Dude, Jackson Hole is lit.
It was bomb. She was filming a wedding and I was supplying the drone footage for said wedding.
I love that.
And yeah, so they
getting paid fat stacks.
Yeah, it was basically like a free paid trip plus make some money to go film a wedding in.
Make the stacks Jackson. In Jackson. I'm just yeah.
Yeah, it was dope.
I'm really inspired by Kanye. You know he recorded his last record in Jackson Hole.
Did he?
Yeah, that's why the album cover is a picture of the Tetons.
Ah.
And it says, I hate being bipolar. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah,
on the
something
album
like
cover.
That. Like I yeah.
It's obvious I love being, yeah, I love like, being bipolar.
I hate it or something.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's yeah. I mean we could look it up. Let's see here. Kanye West. I hate when it does Kanye like V West. Oh, here we go.
Kanye West.
On the album.
The oh, German so Kanye West.
Kanye West. What's up? That's the beat. Oh.
No one man should have all Z power.
The clock's ticking. My boy Von just counts the hours. In my Volkswagen, too much power. Shout out my main man, Franz. The world's ours. All right. Yeah, the cover says, I hate being bipolar. It's awesome.
That's what it is.
And if you look, there's a little picture of the Tetons.
That is the Tetons.
Yep. Great album.
Blame it on the
Not
Tetons.
Not a great album. Oh, even better album right there. That's an even better album.
That's a good
Shout
album.
Shout out Modest Mouse.
Yeah.
Blame it on the Tetons.
I haven't heard that song in a long time.
Yeah, I need a gold one now. I don't know why there's so many Asians. Any ideas? There's just a lot of Asians on Earth, Big Al.
Yeah.
And I think when they get into their sunset of their lives...
They freed up
from their grind.
They love to travel.
Yeah, it's no secret that Asian culture in general, they work really hard.
They do.
Very hard workers. And like any great society, work hard, play hard.
Absolutely.
So,
work hard, travel far.
Totally, yeah. They go all over the place. Everywhere I go, there's a good, solid amount of Asian tourists.
When I was in New Zealand, there was a ton.
New Zealand's pretty close, though.
Yeah.
It's far for us.
They like it there.
Really far.
It's like, yeah, opposite end of the
it's
world
nice
far.
For them.
Yeah, man.
Like we know what it's like to be in Asia. I've never been. I think I like having my picture taken when I'm on vacation by like a lot of strangers, though. Like just a lot of Asian strangers with really nice digital cameras.
Do you know how many Asian family photo albums you're probably in?
Yeah, I mean, at least a dozen from my, like, engagement shoot.
That's a deep thought.
Not engagement shoot, I guess. It would have been our, like, wedding photos.
Yeah.
Like the formals.
Yeah.
Is that what they're called? Yeah, there was a group at the Capitol.
Oh,
probably
100
Asians, all with cameras. And they were snapping pics of me and Ashley. I started just throwing them looks, dude. I started posing. So I hope I got a laugh. Alec, again, just asked why. It's a question mark. Like, he's just really upset about this,
like,
I guess.
oh, something he wasn't just asking the generic something, why.
Something tells me why.
Like, why? Or
something tells me Alex. Yeah, exactly. Something tells me Alex in Yellowstone.
yeah.
Alex done a lot of traveling this summer.
Maybe it's his longer hair and shaggy beard and hipster dress and fixie bike that lets us think he's in Yellowstone, you hipster.
Yeah, why don't you go find a dream catcher at a locally sourced gift shop, you freaking herb. what's that that's gonna be roasting for?
Strap on a couple more leather bands around your wrist. And
yeah, no, definitely. Hop back on that bike and eat a couple Nature Valley hard granola bars. Get your miles in, yeah. Nerd.
Yeah. Keep acting like you know the drummer from the Lumineers and how he got you into that one festival that one time. And
yeah, and you guys did acid together and then talked about the future. That didn't happen.
Love you, Alec.
We just went too hard. Yeah, I... there's a couple more questions. Hold on. I have to get to the other account.
Ugh.
Oh, one of these episodes, I want to do like a fake question from Bridger that's super embarrassing because I don't think he listens, just to see like if he'll get upset. So Big Bridge 3 asked, guys, my pee is really stinky. What can I do to get rid of the smell?
I think if you stopped
your asparagus only
strictly, yeah, strictly asparagus and sausage link diet, I think that would help.
Yeah, I think Bridge, maybe just chill on the asparagus, chill on the sausage links.
Yeah.
And for heaven's sake, stop drinking buttermilk straight out of the carton.
And maybe try to work out one time.
Yeah, and maybe your pee wouldn't smell so bad.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks for the question, Bridge. that's it for questions, though, for today.
Nice.
Not as many today. Short day.
Yeah. I feel like we weren't as active.
Definitely not.
Pushing the... We'll be back on it.
We'll be...
It's been a tired week, man. I'm tired.
I can say, to be honest with you guys... I mean, the vacation was nice and needed, but this has been the busiest professional week of my life.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
I'm a lot of cogs in the wheel.
Big moves.
Yeah.
No, it's been busy, though.
Yeah, I feel you. It's been busy.
So we'll push harder for questions next week, but thanks for writing in on short notice, you guys.
This will just be a short shorts episode. It's
and Bridge,
short.
Take care of yourself, dude. Get that checked out if that doesn't go away.
Yeah, get yourself
cleaned. Maybe go to your local pediatrician.
Yeah.
You're like, that's a doctor for kids, kid. Ty.
Yeah.
I just want to know, man.
Okay.
Who's your hero of the week?
My hero of the week goes back to that fire at the golf course. Because there was like there's no like security barrier. Like once a fire first breaks out, it's kind of chaos. Like anybody can kind of go anywhere. It's like police haven't really set up like a perimeter yet. And
it's like
not
that
saying,
parade that turns into a riot on Hot Rod.
So like this fire is like burning over in the dry brush and it kind of jumps out and lands in like this little bush just to the side of it. And these two kids.
Children?
Yeah.
Guess their ages. If my voice cracks one more time on this episode of the pod, I'm just calling it quits.
They just stopped the recording.
That's it. Thanks, guys.
They were like probably 12.
Really?
So young.
Regular characters in Stranger Things then.
Yeah, and they legitimately jumped onto the fire to put it out.
What?
Yeah.
Little like, sickos.
To stop it from spreading even further. They literally like, oh, fire. And then they like stomp on it and they throw dirt on it. And then they literally like jump onto it to put it out. And they put it out. And that was pretty impressive.
Shout out to those little kings.
Little kings.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. So good for them. You know?
Yeah. Good for you.
That's it. Yeah. Because I.
Luckily, those kids were there
to save
keep
me.
All the adults safe.
Yeah.
You and
like
those
a Disney
Navajo
Channel original
families
movie.
Were in high risk, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to lose all those Navajo tacos and all the other stuff. Casinos.
No, they do. There's a lot of casinos on Indian reservations.
Yeah.
Wendover, just our own backyard.
Yeah.
I've never been. Have you?
To Wendover?
Yeah.
Probably driven through it. I don't know if I've ever stopped in Wendover.
I've driven through it. But I know some homies will go out there and, like, you know, hit the tables.
Yeah.
Hit the slots. Yeah, I think Wendover's a good outlet for a lot of people, and that's awesome that it's on a reservation. Yeah. Win-win for everyone, I think.
I don't know why we're talking about Wendover.
Yeah, I didn't want... I have nothing but love and respect for all Native Americans and their communities.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who's your hero of the week?
My hero of the week is Native Americans. No, I'm just kidding.
I love their...
It's Pocahontas for leading Lewis and Clark on their expedition. They just couldn't have done it without her.
And their contribution to my dad's gambling problem. Like, what?
Thanks for ruining my family. I miss you, Dad. Yeah, I don't know. But my hero of the week, this is long overdue.
But
my hero of the week is Fruity Pebbles breakfast cereal.
Very good.
Fruity Pebbles have been there for me through thick and thin. I remember in the 10th grade, I'd beaten out some friends that we have in the race for the heart of a young lady.
Yeah.
And I remember we were sharing a bowl of Fruity Pebbles in her kitchen, and that's when she told me she liked me.
Nice.
That was the 10th grade. That was a great memory with Fruity Pebs.
Yeah.
On top of that, I mean, that was just childish stuff.
Yeah.
But it even got me through the breakup when she decided to cheat on me with that kid, Tommy, who played on the soccer team at our high school.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So Fruity Pebs were there with me just through good and bad times.
Yeah.
And now that I'm married to the love of my life, she got a box of Fruity Pebs for me from her bridal shower.
Nice.
And I've been enjoying those. And just, it's back to good times with Fruity Pebs.
But and also, just, screw you, Tommy.
Yeah, screw you, Tommy. And I don't want to say the girl's name because she's nice, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And she's moved on and we were young.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tommy, I hope you choke on your Fruity Pebbles, dog.
Yeah.
Because you better watch it. And that leads me to my villain of the week, who is actually, yeah, the same Tommy. I saw him in the hall at South End of the high school.
Yeah.
And this
was
shortly,
he a South Ender? Or was he?
Yeah, definitely
Ender?
South Ender. He had the very typical like soccer mullet.
Yeah.
That was very popular at the time.
Yeah.
And I saw Tommy like kind of looking at me, and he knew that I had some mad beef with him for cheating. Well, being the one to cheat with my girlfriend.
Right.
And yeah, I did. I wanted to pretty much punch his nose into the back of his head. And I saw him and I was like Tommy, you're a real douche for doing that, dude. I didn't really appreciate that. And Tommy just kind of like tried to throw shade at me. And he said that I was short, which I was. Definitely hurt my feelings. And yeah, I just want to say screw you, Tommy. And I hope life's treating you pretty good now, because we're like 10 years down the line from when this happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, you sucked at that time, dude. And I hope that your Fruity Pebbles never taste good. And that maybe you like accidentally bite down on the spoon too hard one time and chip a tooth.
You know what's kind of funny is like you with that girl, you kind of had to defend yourself against the fellow South Enders, which is pretty difficult, because the South Enders, for those of you that didn't attend Davis High School from the years of 2008 to 2011, the South Enders were the cool kids, because we hung out at the south end of the school where all the sports and like the cool kids, you know, hung out.
Pretty
and,
much
like,
if you did one of like a few things, like if you played sports, any sport except for track and field, that's kind of not really a sport in my opinion.
If you were doing music.
Yeah, if you were like.
Yeah, it was like certain sports and certain arts.
Certain arts, yeah. And if you did push-ups.
Yeah.
And if you did drugs.
Yeah.
You probably chill at the South End.
Yeah, and if you did band.
If you were a girl and you were really
theater.
Skinny, you could probably hang out at the South End.
Yeah, yeah. If you were thin and pretty.
Yeah, and or if you ate Lunchables, you were probably on the North End.
Yeah.
If you wore Heelys.
And I hate to admit it, if you were a little bit easier of a girl, like if you were a girl and you were pretty easy, like you were at the South End as well.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the case.
Poor girls. But if you were into theater and school.
Or math, or any kind of academic pursuit.
Or track and field.
Yeah, track and field, for
you
sure.
You were kind of a North Ender.
Let me give you a gray area here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What about student body president? South End or North End?
North End, every single time. Do you know a single South Ender that was a student body officer? Because my wife tells me that in her high school, the student body officers were like the cool kids.
Really?
And that is that's, just simply dude, not the case.
That sounds
Davis
like
High
a
school.
School full of North Enders. Yeah. Bro. Was that whole school on the North End, dude? There was no south side of that school.
No, it's just only North.
Get out of my face,
you
North
can only
Enders.
Go North. But yeah. They're definitely North Enders. I mean, there were some that were cool. Being a North Ender doesn't mean that we hate you.
Yeah, we had a real homie and one of my best friends of all time, Ryan.
Yeah.
I would say he was South End, but he dabbled. He dipped his toes in the North.
He did, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Sometimes he did more than dip his toes.
Yeah.
I mean, Ryan was unafraid and was really, his friendship transcended North and South barriers.
Right.
Really, when you made it past the big staircase at the middle of the school and the vending machines,
yeah,
that was kind of the dividing line,
yeah,
between South and North. Ryan kind of lived in that area.
Yeah.
Ryan was probably like, what else did you do if you lived in the North End? You ate lunch at school.
You
North
definitely
End.
Ate lunch at
if
school.
You ate breakfast at school, far North End.
Oh,
you never
yeah.
transcended from like the North Pole.
Yeah.
You're like Eskimos.
Yeah, you didn't really understand sports or really just anything the South End really understood
for sure or
it
like
was like
how
two
to make
separate
friends
communities yeah well I mean like yeah
except
yeah.
for other Eskimos
other yeah
other North Enders
yeah yeah they were their own kind but back to my point was like one of the girlfriends that I had in high school I struggled because the North Enders kept taking swipes at her and that was frustrating because I was kind of like part of me was like, stay in your lane, and then the
for sure. Part of you is like, know your place.
Yeah, and then
on
the other,
North End.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like I'm clearly a South Ender. This girl is clearly a South Ender. Yeah, but the problem with her,
you see these shoes? These are South End shoes.
Yeah.
You see these skinny jeans?
South End
these
jeans.
These are South End jeans, brother. You see this Lakai hoodie?
Yeah.
With my DC shirt underneath.
At the time, probably LRG.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
And Vans, the low-profile Vans.
Yeah.
These are South End clothes.
The problem was she was too
you
nice.
Take your cargo pants and your, like, Manan, like, or like, Nauvoo pageant shirt.
Really thick green polo.
Any polo. What else did North Enders wear?
I mean, let's see.
Like hiking shoes?
Definitely cargo shorts. And yeah, a lot of hiking shoes. Really?
Like the DC shoes, the big ones?
Pretty much anything the South Enders were wearing 6 to 7 years ago was on the North Enders. At
yeah,
the time.
If you wore something in junior high school in the seventh grade, when we were in juniors in high school,
yeah,
they were wearing that on the North End.
Yeah.
Yeah, just behind the times. It was
but
a different
you know
world.
What? We're all the same
but
now.
But these nerds kept swiping at your girls?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. First of all, I was like, where did you get the huevos to like decide to just like gut up and
a little hidden confidence over there on the
yeah,
north, huh?
Like freaking go, you know, go clean your oboe or whatever.
Firebird.
Yeah.
Don't you have some lines to rehearse?
Yeah. Or the big plays coming up soon. You better don't want to be the understudy.
Don't you have some negatives to develop in the photography lab?
Don't you have some prime numbers to subtract?
Don't you have
stupid.
Do you have to work on your division? Or check out the library?
Yeah.
Dude, my favorite was when you'd catch North Enders making out on the beanbags in the library.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because they're normally like...
I never went to the library.
I mean, dude, I had to. Class.
I can only imagine, though.
Yeah, no, it's gross.
I mean, literally, think about how many times you stepped foot in the Davis High Library. Do you remember what it looks like?
Uh-uh.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
I think I went 3 times.
Yeah, maybe my whole freaking high school career.
Yeah.
But
it's the same amount of time. No, I don't think. Did you ever open your locker, like the locker they gave you?
Did they give us lockers?
Yeah, we had lockers, apparently.
I did not.
Me neither.
I backpacked it. I one-strapped it everywhere.
This is how serious we took it. Like, senior year of high school, like, it shows my name and Bridger's picture.
Yeah, you shouldn't give a high school
and
senior...
And Bridger's name and my picture.
Don't give him a car.
Yeah, just... I went out to a lot of school. Very good student. Yeah. Graduated with Sterling Scholar Awards.
Yes.
And an unbelievably high GPA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, we digress.
Tommy, you're my villain, and you're probably inside your North Ender, dude.
I can't even remember the kid that's really bugging me right now. But
I can't remember his last name. I know his first name's Tommy.
Oh, yeah, that kid. I was thinking
remember
of the
that
kid
that played on the soccer team?
Yeah.
You're older than us?
Yeah.
And the girl I was
I hope your fruity
with,
pebbles never taste the same.
Yeah, and like I said, like, just suck it, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Fruity Pebbles for always being there.
For sure.
And shout out to the north and south end of the school. I think this is something we could touch on in the future.
For sure.
Just things that belong in the north end, yeah. Things that are at home in the south end.
And, you know, anybody that wants to interact with us on the Twitter or the Instagram, just, you know, if something's a north ender, just hashtag north ender on
it. Yeah, if you see something in the wild,
yeah.
AKA in the real world, and like a grown man riding a razor scooter, probably north ender.
Yeah, probably hashtag that north ender.
You see like David Beckham at a Foot Locker.
Hashtag south ender.
Hashtag south ender. Yeah, for sure. Dope. All right, I think we got it.
Yeah, the short shorts episode. A little bit shorter than usual, not too much shorter. But
yeah, we tried to give you guys some fire content.
We'll come with the heat. As soon as we get well rested, we'll come with the heat.
Yeah, I got bags under my eyes. I look like hell.
Yeah, you got crow's feet.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Crow's feet.
All right. Till next week.
Till next week.
Till next week.
Jason Derulo.